We are back. It is the Gunsmith Show. We're with the apprentice, Tim McKnight from Tri-County Roofing, filling in. We sure appreciate it. John is on the mend, and we expect to have him back next week and talking about all things guns with the gunsmith himself next week. But I got to tell you, and I know this is part of it, we picked these rifles. You're a deer hunter from where? You've been hunting deer for what?
Well, back when I started hunting, you had to be 14, so it's not like I'm that old. But, yeah, nowadays you can go down to, like, I don't know, super young. But, yeah, I've been I would like to say the date, but that makes me sound a lot older than, as my kids say, it was way back in the 1900s, you know. So, so I've been hunting since I was 14. My uncle, my uncles and my grandpa got me into it, and so we just enjoy it.
Sure. So it's I think it is something, you know, fewer people are hunting, though, it seems like.
Yeah, they, you know, some of it is it's, you know, it's hard to get time off. It's hard to find property. You know, you go hunting on state land, you don't know what some crazy stuff that you hear stories on. So, and some of it is it's getting your kids into hunting, and you know, the media just has you scared about guns. You know, people are scared to death, and they're only as dangerous as the person holding them. And my gun sat at home all day long yesterday and didn't hurt a soul.
Fingered for any crimes.
No,
that's good.
So it's you know, and that's what you got to do is it's got to start with the youth, and of course some of it is it's getting more and more expensive to do it.
Expensive, plus it's a big commitment.
Yeah,
it's a lot of time.
Yeah, and it's right at the holidays. My wife gets mad because, you know, hunting season starts and I'm going up to the compound this weekend, and she's like, Christmas is next week, and we haven't started shopping. I'm like, well, I'm trying to go grocery shopping. Hello.
I'll fill the freezer.
That's right. That's right. So, she, you know, she's very patient, and she knows that I enjoy hunting, and she actually likes shooting. She has her CPL, and she likes to shoot, probably not as much as I'd like to see her shoot, but some of it is now that we have a place to go shoot, and she can feel comfortable. She shot a deer back when she first went through hunter safety, and I said, we found it, didn't run very far, and I said, you feel bad? Because here's his...
Yeah.
And she said, no, and I said, can I hold on to that gun? Because I just didn't want to make sure I wasn't the next one.
You didn't understand how cold-blooded she really was.
She drilled that thing dead center. I'm like, wow, she's a good shot. Actually, she outshot me in the CPL class, too, so she likes to hold that over my head. But, you know, anyways.
Well, congratulations. Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, and I know this segment, John kind of had it looked at, but like the trajectory and performance, the terminal performance.
We have to tell people, too. It's brought to you by Tri-County Roofing, by the way.
Yes.
Integrity starts at the top.
Yeah, so I was doing a roof over for our friends at Al Bordeaux Insurance. And the guy there, he's vice president, I believe his name is Lee. Uh-huh. And Lee comes up to me, goes, I was standing there talking to Dave, the president, Lee comes up and he goes, so you have roofed an amphitheater, huh? And I said, well, that's a funny story. And I kind of told him how that conversation about you thought you were being smart. But, yes, we do. We do amphitheaters.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I do think I'm smart. That's why I usually – and it gets me in trouble a lot of times, too.
I think it's followed by another word, Alec, maybe
sometimes that
else.
Applies, sure. Yeah. Well, that's really cool. Yeah, and I knew as soon as you told me, you know, some – and I thought about it, but I didn't care because I like the premise.
Right.
And as I say, I mean, if it does have a roof, chances are you've roofed.
Right. Well, and, you know,
churches, schools, warehouses, I mean, all kinds of stuff.
Well, we've been around since 1971, so we've been, you do the math, that's 52 years, if I'm right. So, which isn't very often.
You are
math.
Old.
I didn't even have to take my shoes off, but I haven't been there, but I've been there long enough. My kids asked me, Dad, have you been roofing your whole life? And I said, pretty close. I started helping my grandpa when I was 9. I carried 3 shingles up a 2-story ladder and set them there because he said, whatever you carry, I don't have to. So I have been doing it for a while.
Well, that's cool. And now Dalton joining as well.
Yeah,
that's
he's going to
be joining
he's,
after the summer.
Yep, after the summer. He's going to.
Just graduated.
Yep. I told him kind of take it easy this summer and you know, you're going to be working the rest of your life because.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Rent's due every day and nothing's free, so especially ammo, and he likes to shoot the expensive stuff.
All right. Well, that's cool. Now, do you do the reloading? John's big reloader,
no,
too. That's
no. I just do things for John, so he gives me reloading.
It's an old-fashioned barter system.
That's right. That's right. So, I thought about it, but when you got somebody like John who's so good at it, he knows all the grands and grains and whatever, and you know. So we're supposed to be kind of talking about the basic trajectory and terminal performance, and you know, it's about how far that your shots are. I mean, when you're in your deer blind, how far do you have? You need to look at that. You need to, in here it says the 350 is at 200 yards, it's going to drop about 8 inches. So you lose roughly about 900 foot-pounds of energy. At 300 yards, it drops 29 inches, which is a lot of technical stuff for, you know, the 350 is designed for those shorter shooting abilities. And, yeah, and knowing how far, I mean, I watched one of those hunting shows and the guys shooting deer at like 900 yards. That's kind of cool, but it's not a lot of fun. I think when you ask about archery, that's what's cool about archery. When that deer close. Is so close,
yeah,
that you can smell the deer, not that only he can smell you, it makes a big difference, but it's a lot safer of a shot. And that's what we're about in the hunting realm, is doing an ethical quality shot. You just don't wing a bullet out there and go, I hope I hit it. You got wounded deer running around here. So that's where you want to look at, you know, how far are you shooting? How big is your property? How many people are on your property? And, you know, that 350 is designed for the shorter shot, where if you go, well, I might go to a longer shot, well, then that's where you want to look at the 450. But, you know, and you want to make an ethical shot, and you want that bullet to do the maximum amount of damage, and in the deer, you know,
goes right down.
Yeah, it goes right down. It's, you know, you don't want to track them for hours. I mean, and mistakes happen, but you know, it's about taking an ethical clean shot, and the 350.
I can't even imagine. That's a long, you know, 200 yards. That's quite a shot.
That's two football fields.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you can get them in closer, and it just seems like it, depending on where you're hunting, you know, they get close. I mean, you see them all over the place.
Well, that buck that I shot the first year we had the compound, it was 20 yards.
You know, I it warms my heart that you've adopted my phrase for your property up there, the compound. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, it's easier than saying all the other stuff. But actually, the funny thing is we became friends with the older couple that we bought the property. They actually came down to Dalton's Open House to celebrate with us. So, because they enjoyed the compound, and so did we. And so, but yeah, when you're talking about shots, it's funny because, you know, I got an 80 acres, but my longest shot is about 70 yards before you start really having to worry about trees. So,
property line,
I'm up there shooting at 270. They can reach out and poke something, but really the Bushmaster, and that's kind of what started the conversation with John and I, is if I have the shoulder replacement, I have to watch what I can shoot.
Because that recoil will hurt you.
Yeah, so he's like, first he said he'd get me something to give to protect my shoulder so I wasn't such a sissy, you know. So
and some shoulder pads.
Probably out of my wife's outfits from back when she was in high school. Those big, you know, those we were watching something the other day and they're like, get a couple of those in there. But
a Michael Jackson jacket.
Pretty much. Yeah. And that's what we got started talking about is the 350 is because I have the 450, you know, and I don't have a shot that's very long. So knowing the trajectory and knowing what but a lot of it is yeah, you can write down all the science and nice numbers that John gave us, but unless you're out there shooting on a regular basis and going out there and practicing, and that's what it becomes is getting to know your gun.
How do you factor in? So like the 450 Bushmaster, just to mention some of these numbers, 200 yards, that shot's going to drop almost 5 inches.
Right.
How do you factor that in? Does the scope help you with that,
if you have a really expensive scope, yes, they do.
It'll compensate for that.
But some of it is you know that it, like. For most part, my shots, like I said, 70 to 100 yards. If my gun's on at 100 yards, you're gonna hit where you want to, and you go, all right, she's out there, because you have those range finders and or you mark stuff in your woods, and you know, all right, well they're out at 200 yards, so if it's gonna drop 5 inches, I need to hold that high off the back, so you're actually aiming above the deer to drop it in, and that's where, you know. That's where it gets tricky, but that's where you sometimes got to say, yes, that would look really nice on my wall, but let's be ethical about that, and that's when you get the grunt call out and try to seduce it with smooth, silky talk, you know, bust out some Dan on the Seize the Deal music and his silky voice, and you can draw that doe right in, or that buck into, like, oh, hey, So
that's a cutie. That sounds like there's a cutie up
that's,
there.
That's right. That's right. So yeah. So a lot of it is. That's why it's important to know what your limit of your gun is, not just the limit of you. I'm sure my limit is way less than the limit of most of the guns I shoot. So, you know, you got to be sensible.
Yeah. Hey, did you see this piece? Gunsmith Show feels 250 to 300 yards is max for the 450 Bushmaster. Jacob, who was the Gunsmith Show, John
right.
Jacob.
Yeah.
Jacob down in Florida. Hopefully he's listening as well. And you never know. We could hear from Jacob perhaps or John. You never know. But he took one at 273 yards with a 450 Bushmaster, one shot kill.
Yeah. Well, so. You know, he's out there. Yeah, he's out there all the time. So he, yeah. Well, but he's a big guy too. He can reach out there. Half. He's kind of like, you know, he could reach out there and hit it with a rifle at 270 yards. Those arms
clunk it over the head. Yeah. Well, that's kind of.
Well,
cool.
He's been shooting since he was a kid, just because of John, you know, and yeah. he's a crack shot.
3 years
shot.
Old when he started.
Yeah. So.
You can do that on your own property. If you have a compound, you can start them shooting at like
you
3.
You can.
He didn't start at 3.
No, I don't know.
Probably 9, 10.
6 months.
Slingshot maybe at 3.
Actually, according to John, Mary shoots. He's probably, you know, pre.
Yeah.
He's shooting with his mom.
my grandson?
Yeah.
3 days old, he rolled over.
That was just to get away from you, though.
No, it was not. I saw a video of it. That is, I'm putting it down. That was spontaneous, dude. That wasn't prepared
material.
Right
off, that was right off the hip.
three days old.
Wow.
Tummy to his back. Yeah, that's unprecedented.
Right.
Yeah. We don't know if he'll be an Olympic athlete or a Nobel laureate first, yeah. but it's probably one or the other.
Yeah. Well, you know that probably you're not the only granddad whose grandson's rolled over, but it is new to
not
you.
Not 3 days.
But it's new to
3 days
so
old.
You're pretty excited.
We're looking that up. We'll have that for the next segment.
Ask the Googler.
It's the Gunsmith Show. We've got the apprentice with us, Flint's News Talk, 1470 WFNT. This segment was brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. They do pretty doggone good work. You got to give them a call. 740.
Our phone number?
What's your number?
732-7740.
That's the one to call. There you go. We'll take a break. We'll come on back. Gunsmith, Flint's News Talk, 1470 WFNT. Helena.